Thousands of people have been marching through the streets of London and other parts of the UK today to demonstrate their support for a safe climate future for all. The march is part of a campaign called The Wave and comes ahead of the UN Climate Summit in Copenhagen. The initiative is calling on world leaders to take urgent action to secure a fair international deal to stop global warming exceeding the danger threshold of 2 degrees Celsius. One of the agencies taking part in today's march is the UK-based Catholic charity Progressio. We spoke to their environment policy and advocacy officer, Petra Schell, who told us more about the WAVE campaign and the charity's hopes for Copenhagen.
It's organised by something called the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition, which brings together all the main NGOs, small and large, across the UK. And it all brings us together for a key purpose, to work towards Copenhagen and put pressure on both the UK government but also the negotiations per se to achieve a good and fair deal.
Going into these talks, what would Progressio like to see happening? What would your hopes be for them?
They need to deliver to the world's poor. That's one of the key aspects we need to see. We need to think about the people who will suffer most from climate change and who are already suffering from climate change. Progressio hears every day from our partners around the world about how crops are failing due to unpredictability of rain, and how it's becoming increasingly difficult to plan according to this, and how it then becomes more difficult to sustain a livelihood. So that's absolutely crucial. And to achieve a good deal, I mean, we're looking at key headlines, figures. We really can't go above 2 degrees in global warming. A lot of our partners would say 1.5 degrees, so we need to constantly review this. We need to see a peak in emissions reductions by 2015 already, and we need to ensure that there's also funds available for developing countries who've contributed very little towards this but are suffering the most impact. So as developed nations, we need to ensure that they have sufficient funds and resources to be able to adapt to climate change.